At the 2013 Info Ag Conference, I'm visiting with Steve Phillips. And Steve, you represent the host here, International Plant Nutrition Institute. First of all, just tell me where you're from and what you do.
I'm the Southeast Regional Director for the North American Program of IPNI. We're a global organization. We have about 30 PhD-level scientists located around the world. And my home base is the Southeast United States. I run an office out of Huntsville, Alabama, and direct the Institute's agronomic and educational programs largely in that region.
Well, we've got what I understand is record attendance for this conference this year.
That's correct. We are right at 1,100 and expecting more walk-ins. That's up from about 700 last year. So we have grown tremendously, and I think that's reflective of what we see happening in the precision ag industry across the board. Not just at this conference, but other conferences. Exhibitor participation is up, sponsorship is up, media coverage is up. It's a rapidly growing industry, and this conference gives us an opportunity to all come together to really begin to establish some of those partnerships that we're going to need going forward in the industry.
Well, I understand that we're moving to doing this every year after this conference.
That's correct. With the pace and rapid growth that's going on in the industry now, we feel that meeting every other year, we may be missing opportunities, particularly on the industry side with new product releases. And an event like this is a really great opportunity for some of these companies to unveil new technologies, new software, new tools. And so by going annually, I think we're gonna pick up a lot more on that. And the demand is there. We're to the point now where meeting every year is going to help us to continue to grow at the rate we need to meet some of the upcoming challenges in agricultural production.
Well, we've actually outgrown Springfield, Illinois, but not moving too far away down to St. Louis, I guess.
That's right. We're going to hold the conference next year in St. Louis at the Union Station Hilton, July 1st through the 3rd. This will be a venue where we hopefully will all be able to get into the same hotel. As you mentioned, we have outgrown this location here. I think we're spread out over three or four hotels here in town. And so from a logistics point of view, we do need to relocate. We're certainly going to remain in the Midwest, as that still makes up the bulk of our attendees and participants. But we will be looking at other cities in the future.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to that. Looking at this year's program, how would you describe what we're going to learn while we're here?
Some of the highlights, we always build our program as best we can following recommendations from previous conferences, as well as current and what we see as emerging issues in precision agriculture. Some of the more visible things that we're doing this year is on the use of UAVs, drones in agriculture. We had a very popular, well-attended tour stop where we actually got some field demonstrations of some of the copters and other aircraft that will be on display here. We have several companies that are exhibiting downstairs in the exhibit hall. And then we have a full afternoon scheduled of presentations and panel discussions from people involved in all phases of UAV, from development, manufacturing, R&D, university research, and some of the policy that's going to be associated when we start flying for agricultural uses.
Just wonder what it's going to be like. We got a lot of acres out there. That might be a lot of UAVs flying.
Well, that's some of the questions that we hope this panel will answer is what does this look like? What are some of the FAA regulations? How are we going to fit into all this? And that information hopefully is going to be available to us this week, so we can really have a really get our mind around this idea of using these aircraft to gather information from a crop.
I wonder if we'll have an ag UAV air traffic controller at some point.
That would certainly be something. Those are the type of things, you know, that we're laughing about it, but, you know, that's what happens in precision ag. You know, the next greatest thing hasn't even been thought of yet. I mean, we come so far and can look back on the discussions we were having 5, even 3 years ago, and to see where we've come, the things that we just kick around as possibilities are becoming reality. And so that's why it's so exciting to be involved in this industry and attend this conference.
Well, we're about to get back to our opening general session here. I want to thank you, Steve Phillips, for giving us a little preview here of what we are going to be doing over the next couple days in Springfield, Illinois at the InfoAg Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.